Kamal does an outstanding job, and I mean that. In the running game, he does an outstanding job. He's a good tackler. He's helped us immensely in tackling. It's very evident watching him play that that's his strength. And on the back end, you know, he's had a couple rough days on a couple things, but he's vastly improved from a year ago. I personally didn't think at the end of last season that he'd be even in the rotation this year, based on, you know, what I saw as a rookie season. But he proved us wrong all through training camp, and the plays did occur. But if not for the couple big plays deep, you know, I would say he'd been playing, you know, fairly solid, but those plays did occur, and it takes away from some of the good things he's been doing in the run. But it does need to be said, he's done a real good job in that area. You know, I mean, we don't have near the missed tackles we did a year ago, and he's a big part of that, as is Dwight.
I know you don't like explosive plays, period. Mm-hmm. And I think you, what is it, 20, 25 for a pass play?
20 for a pass and 10 for a run.
Okay. But
there's 100 different ones, so I don't know if the league uses you.
But when you see 11 plays of 40-plus yards, how disturbing is that to you?
Well, obviously you don't want any. I would say that one of the things that explosives lead to is points. And if you're a good unit, you get out of bad situations like that without points. And ours have typically led to points. And so that's the thing with big plays that you don't like. People are going to make plays on you. But you don't, again, the game's about points. The one statistic that matters the most is points, and that's what big plays lead to. So that's the disturbing thing about them.